what we have now is a, we don't have a pandemic, we have a panic-demic. We have an epidemic of panic. And where did this all come from? Now, we could debate this information, and that's good, but if you're only coming at life and reality from one vantage point, I think it's safe to assume that most people in America believe that the mainstream media is not putting out the entire truth. They may put out some bits of information that will shape your perception and your opinion about things, but is that the whole picture? Is that the whole truth? And the answer is no. And most people can see that now. And we understand that this pandemic really is a panic-demic, an epidemic of panic and hysteria. Just look how people behave. There's just absolutely no common sense, and there's only this environment of fear that the panic-demic has created. Well, the mainstream media has created a pandemic of hysteria. And look how people behave. Even some people I see that are vaccinated are wearing a mask. And what if this entire situation never needed to exist? The problem is so many people have bought into it and have not done the deeper research and only take their information from one source and don't understand the bias that is in a centralized information agency, which has an agenda to steer, influence, and persuade public opinion. And this is all documented. And so the reality that you see and believe is maybe half true. Maybe it's 10% true. Maybe it's just an illusion. Because it seems that way. And in order to create solutions to problems in your life, you need reality and not some fairy tale. But who's telling the fairy tale? Because it just seems like the conspiracy theorists are telling the truth. At least one of their theories has to be true. If there's a theory about a conspiracy, then you have a theory about critical race. And that's a whole other So, that's like Pandora's box. The question is, do you want to go down a road with no lights on your car and completely in the dark? Do you want to drive in a car in the pitch black? Or would you like to have your high beams on and seeing what's ahead of you? Well, that's kind of like what the world is today. There is no left or right. There's no conservative or liberal. There's just humanity, humans, and we all want the same thing. So when you have polls now that say that America is headed in the wrong direction, well, that was created because of a policy that has created this. So, do you like higher gas prices? Do you like inflation of food? do you like a bigger welfare state? And do you like all these things? You want more taxes? You want to be able to pay for all this stuff? Well, I don't know if that works. And forcing people to choose, to make a decision when it's up to you to make a choice for your own body. And if you're a liberal, that doesn't even exist anymore because you don't stand for my body, my choice. So either stand with other Americans and fight fascism, because 99% of America is anti-fascist. It's the 1%. Who's the 1%? Remember Occupy Wall Street, the 99% versus the 1%? Well, the 99% are anti-fascist. The 1% are the tops of the corporations that are censoring information from you and overriding your individual sovereign rights. And that's what America is. It's a republic which guarantees your individual rights. Now, a democracy is freedom of speech, and fascism, which is corporate censorship, working with the government to censor your freedom of speech, which means that you're getting less information. You're not getting all the information. So when you make a choice in your life to take an experimental drug that has not been tested on humans, you've taken an experimental medication. You understand? That was tested on animals and that didn't really go that well. So when you make a choice like that based on fear from a hysteria that the media created, who's liable for that? If you don't have the information, are you liable if you were purposely not given the information? So when you take an experimental medication based on fear and not all the facts, is that really scientific? If you're trusting in people that are telling you something is safe, but it really isn't because they're out for greed and money. And if certain people own patents on the problem, the virus, and the cure, the vaccine, certain people own patents on that. Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest if they were recommending their solution to you while denying and even demonizing safe alternatives and cures? What if the cure was purposely hidden from you? How would you feel about that? So when you realize the fear, the hysteria, imagine this. The PCR test, they were putting out false positives, which means that there was a high level number of cases which were not actually cases. So this whole thing, the panicdemic, was created based on a false PCR test. How do you feel about that? Leave your comments below. I appreciate you listening to this video and I appreciate you listening and stay tuned for the next video. Make sure to like and subscribe and leave your comments below. Thank you.